is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues, Hussein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now at the Hudson Institute, and Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, keeping the Long War Journal. Bill, we've been tracking the Houthis for years, and they become more and more lethal to global shipping, to the U.S. Navy. An air campaign is underway for some days now by the U.S. that seems to have, in some fashion, contained Houthi depredations. However, Wall Street Journal in these last hours, U.S. accuses China of helping the Houthis target their attacks. Is this a problem for settling things, Bill? And what this suggests is that a Chinese satellite company that has links to the regime is identifying U.S. warships. Do we respond by attacking what, Bill?
Well, there's very little we can do with respect to China unless we want to get into a shooting war, a direct shooting war with China, which this administration doesn't want to do, and I wouldn't recommend they do. I don't think it's a surprise at all that the Chinese or the Russians would want to tie down U.S. forces in the Middle East. The Russians, for instance, you know, they want to try to take the focus of U.S. support off of from Ukraine. The same thing with the Chinese. And the Chinese also probably view this as, you know, a tit for tat for U.S. support for Taiwan. But the more that the more the Chinese can tie up U.S. forces in the Middle East, that they could force the U.S. to expend munitions that are not plentiful, air defense missiles, particularly which are in short supply. If the Chinese are considering an invasion of Taiwan, that would be very beneficial to the Chinese. Again, there's not much the U.S. can do here. Perhaps try and identify those Chinese satellites and jam them, but that could be perceived as a hostile act. They could protest to the Chinese, you know, either publicly or behind the scenes. But this is the cost of doing business when you're playing on the international stage, and it's the result of the rise of China over the last couple of decades. They're no longer a regional actor. They're able to project power in many different ways globally.
Mr. Ambassador, the new allegations, goes the report in the journal, highlight how the Houthis have been building ties with China and Russia to offset their dependence on a badly weakened Iran, according to Western and Yemeni officials. Analysts who track the flow of weapons around the world. So if the Houthis moved out of the Iran camp, you know, part of the octopus, and if they moved onto the world stage by representing themselves in Moscow and Beijing like North Korea.
Look, the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians all have one unified interest. That is to ensure that the U.S. influence in the world declines. And so if somebody tries to play all of them, basically they are playing to that. And that is not incompatible with having any combination of those three or just one of them as your patron. So the Houthis have all they've done is that they've reduced their dependence on Iran, but they are still in the same camp. And that camp is the anti-American camp.
And therefore, this suggests an escalation will continue, Mr. Ambassador. How do you read the likelihood that there'll be Russian or Chinese participation directly in the Houthis, as we're seeing in Ukraine?
I don't think that there will be direct Chinese or Russian participation. They will continue to use, because the Houthis are not a country and a state, so therefore it's easier to use them as a proxy. The goal is essentially to terrorize and create problems for Western shipping, as well as to scare Western allies in that region. There are some very strong Western partners, the Saudis, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Bahrain, and the Houthis scare them all, and the Iranians liked that. Now the Russians and the Chinese want that to go on while pretending that they are not actors in that particular theater.
Hussein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now at the Hudson Institute as a senior fellow and director. Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, keeping the Long War Journal.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,